Daily Controversy. On the line, we've got David Fanning, LPL Financial. If you'd like to learn more about us, though, you can go to www.thedailycontroversy.com. All right, David, we got a government shutdown looming likely. Who knows whether it's going to go down or not? It seems like the media makes a really big deal out of these things. And I know as a financial advisor, you have to figure out, you know, uncertainty and how the political climate's going to affect people. But just, you know, somebody that understands this industry, if the government shuts down, is it really going to have that much of a dramatic effect on, like, investors and the economy, or are the media overblowing this?
Oh, they're definitely overblowing it, because the bottom line is that, you know, you had the essentials and the non-essentials. We kind of learned that through the COVID thing, didn't we? And, you know, I think it's over 76% of the government still working, even though they're shut down. If you're like me, we're probably better off from the shutdown for a while. But, yeah, it's pretty much inconsequential.
Yeah, I think that's what people get. I mean, the funny thing is that Republicans, I think what they were asking is an 8% cut. But as you know, like, cuts usually mean something very different. If we would go back to the 2019 overinflated spending levels, which were completely insane, it would be a 20% cut. And it just seems like government's never learning the lesson. Like, with, you know, with your clients, you have to tell people, like, sometimes you got to tighten the belt. Sometimes you got to think about, you know, whether I need this or I don't need this, make wise choices. The government never does that. They just spend money into oblivion. We're going to go to $33+ trillion. And there's just not, the people don't understand that the reason that their food prices are high or energy costs are going up or rents are going up, it's because of the dumb decisions the government's making, which is why your clients and people that are trying to save money, they can't make as much money if the value of the currency is going down. How do you plan against all the government uncertainty, just as a financial advisor?
Well, you have to do a ton of research, no doubt, and plus you have to have quite a bit of experience. And as you know, the commercial says, I got over 24 years experience. So going through the 2000 debacle and the 2008 debacle, I mean, when we had what I call ugly markets, I mean, you have to really be able to not only comfort the client, because psychologically it's very tough, but at the same time, you got to be able to guide the investments through in a proactive way. And that's one thing I definitely do. And at the same time, you got to look at the long term as well and realize that, you know, things do happen, but over time, you know, things will smooth out. And one thing about the stock market is it is considered, you know, an inflation hedge. So there are times when the market has to go up because inflation goes up. I always tell people, you think about the Dollar Tree store. You know, you used to go in there, everything was a dollar. Now, then all of a sudden they go up to $1.25. So if you look at the stock, then all of a sudden the stock goes up. Well, why is that? Well, it's because they already factor in inflation by going ahead and put the extra 25 cents on each item. And as a result, guess what? Their earnings are keeping up with inflation. So when you look at the idea of inflation, many times the stock market is an inflation hedge. And so that's a big thing to look into and to study more about as far as, you know, with a financial advisor.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, the wise things you can do with your money, like, as much as technology's, you know, improved and things are different, it pretty much stays the same in some sense. Like, make wise choices, plan for the future, make sure you make wise investments. You know, if you're younger, you could probably take a little more risky investments than versus if you're just about to retire. I mean, some of this is just making sure you're doing what is necessary. Is it just that a lot of people don't understand the value, like, when they're young, of setting aside maybe 10-15% of their income and building on that? Is it something that we don't teach in schools? Why do you think that a lot of people don't get the value of this and they just assume the government's going to help them out?
You definitely hit a sore spot for sure when you say the schools aren't teaching, because as a general rule, the schools don't teach you, you know, how to save, how to invest, all those things, with a few exceptions, no doubt. And so as a result, you know, you got a lot of the parents, you know, they're not teaching as well. And so it's good that you have these kind of programs, because then folks can say, you know what, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to be the status quo, you know, where I do what everybody else does and I end up dead broke by the time I'm retired, you know. But instead, you know, you begin to learn what compounding interest is and the record of the stock market, et cetera. And then you say, okay, if I discipline myself, you know, for 20 or 30 years with a small amount of money every month that I'm making sure I'm basically paying myself a check. So I always explain it to people, you know, you always pay somebody else a check, you know, pay your bills and all that, but to pay yourself, you know, a check, and you just keep doing that and you discipline yourself and you get yourself well diversified and get your good financial advisors, got a lot of experience. Then as time goes on, and I can tell you this from personal experience, my own clients I've had for, you know, 20 plus years, then all of a sudden things go very, very well. And it was because you had that good discipline and you had a coach like myself who was there with you and helping you make the right decisions and talking to you when you say, okay, what do you think about buy this, you know, and give you some ideas on that to say, okay, that's going to mess your plan up, or, hey, that's great. That's right along with your plan there. So that's another reason why you want to really seriously think about a financial advisor.
All right. And we only got about a minute left, but tell our audience, what's the best way to get a hold of you, just as far as your number or website?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can give me a call at 256-325-1207. That's 256-325-1207. And you can also go to my website, fanningfinancial.net. That's fanningfinancial.net. Or you can do an appointment only with me on 7600 Highway 72 West in Madison, Alabama. I'd love to get with folks and sit down with them. There's no, you know, there's no fee or charge to sit down with me. Just glad to talk to you and see what's going on with you and see if I can do to help you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, David. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more Frivolous Friday with Scott Chambers.